Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
How you doing, fellow Christians? You know, we're told not to get away from the simplicity that is in Christ, the simple message of Jesus. There's only one way to the Father. There's only one way of salvation. There's only one door to go through, and that door is the Lamb of God that died on the cross for you and for I. He came into this world. Jesus came into this world. And what can I tell you? I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to try to explain, because it's a miracle that happens in a reborn Christian's heart. That does not come out of a book, doesn't come out of a seminary, doesn't come from relations. It comes directly from above. And here's John in chapter 3. Here's Jesus talking in John chapter 3. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn. Get a hold of that. Jesus did not come to condemn you or anybody in this world. He didn't come to condemn the worst sinner. And I'll explain. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Do you understand that? That's why he did not come into the world to condemn it. Because it's condemned already. The whole place is condemned. We weren't made for this place. Our great-granddaddy got thrown out. And we are seeds of Adam. And we have to become seeds of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a different seed. We have to be now born from above. But let me read this again. For God sent not his Son into the world. This is John chapter 3, verse 17. But that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, I'm not going to say this gets tricky, but even spiritually, let's put a little logic to this. You might be a pygmy somewhere in Africa, or I don't know, a cannibal in Papua New Guinea, or an Eskimo, or some European still living in a cave. I don't know. You never heard the name of Jesus. You'll be judged differently. But to have the chance to believe, you have to be told. There's no way you're going to believe without being told. You can't turn your back. But I'm going to believe everybody listening to my voice right now has heard the name of Jesus. Now you are held accountable. Let me read that again. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. In other words, you do not believe this story. You do not believe the virgin birth that we're told of in Isaiah. You do not believe Jesus' own words where he said, destroy this temple and I'll raise it up in 3 days. You don't believe John the Baptist where he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, where Jesus had to die on that cross for you and for I. You don't want to believe it. You are condemned. You are condemned to hell. Because there's no other way. There's no other escape. Think about it. If you don't want to believe in Jesus, you're just living in the moment. That's all you are. You are living in the moment. You might even be living in your pleasures, because there is pleasure in sin for a season. You know, this story of Jesus does make some sense, because mankind comes and goes. All your belongings, everything you own, eventually will be somebody else's. All these names on the street, you know, I remember where I lived. It was Dreyer Street. It was Alder Street. It was Wilson Street. It was Blake Street. They were all named after people that nobody knows anything about right now. This is an absolute hopeless, helpless situation as a human living on this earth. And if there is a creator that loves us, he had to give us a way to escape. Now all of a sudden the story starts making sense. And we needed somebody perfect, because if you don't have somebody perfect, it's just the blind leading the blind. And yet everybody falls in a ditch. No man outside of a man that has Jesus living in him is going to help you. It's the blind leading the blind. So now the story comes into focus, that God the Father gave us a way out of condemnation. God's own word, his own word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. You know, he must have really loved us, because, you know, after all, he did make us in his image. It was special. It wasn't ho-hum. We are pretty special, gang. Us humans are special. The devil tries to make us think we're nothing. No, we are. There is something very special about us. The ability to create. We're special. We have God attributes, because, you know, we were made in the image of God. However, because of the downfall, because everything on this planet is going to die, everything gets condemned. And now the story starts making sense. In your heart, have peace, have joy, have temperance, have meekness, have love, knowing that Jesus, the Word of God, left his heavenly home and sacrificed his life on a cross to become the Lamb of God for you and for me. Therefore, there isn't anything we can't forgive somebody for. Nothing. Zippo. I don't care what they did. I don't care. I'm not saying you agree with them. I'm not saying you fellowship with them. I'm not saying you even stay in the same room with them. Because you never know. Maybe they did something to your kid. You still can't trust them. But I mean, in your heart, you're not harboring anything deep in your heart, any bitterness, any revenge. I think you get the picture. But let me continue here. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned. Condemned already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. Here we go. Here's the condemnation. That light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Their deeds were evil. And of course, everybody can understand murder, adultery, you know, stealing. But the biggest evil deed is just simply making an idol out of it, of something other than God, the first commandment. And then not loving your neighbor. Second commandment is you love yourself, as far as the golden rule that Jesus taught. And see, the thing about it is, the second golden rule, loving your neighbor as yourself, you can't do the second commandment unless you know the first. You have to put God absolutely above everything in your life. And Jesus gave us some hints. He said, if you wish to be my disciple, pick up your cross, deny yourself, and come follow me. He told us that the gate is narrow that leads to eternal life, and few are going to find it. He told us to resist, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. These are warnings, gang. Few are going to find it. Most are going to be condemned. Why? Because men loved darkness rather than light. See, the light exposes the darkness. But this kingdom is just loaded with so many temptations. So many. You know, the food's a temptation. The education's a temptation. The medical community's a temptation. The sports are a temptation. All the money's a temptation. There's so many temptations. They come in so many forms. Even your own thoughts can become gods. And they're all there to keep you in darkness because the schemes of the devil, he's a schemer. Satan is a schemer. Every single day he wakes up like you do. And he says, how am I going to get this guy? Now, I'm not saying him personally because he is a person. He is an entity without a body. But he has so many webs, so many evil angels and Nephilim and et cetera reporting to him. So you're pegged. You and I are pegged because he wants to destroy us through temptations. And many temptations lead to you feeling good. Make an idol out of your car. Make an idol out of that woman in the office. End up committing adultery. Make an idol out of that unforgiveness, won't let it go. Make an idol out of all the materialism. Be prideful about your education. Be prideful about all those initials at the end of your name. All these things. It's innumerable as to what's trying to keep you in darkness. You know, it's a war, people. It's a downright war. And it's every single day that we have to fight. And don't give in. You ever hear the term, get over it, get over it? Well, you think it's a sarcastic term. It isn't. In the book of Revelations, it says, overcome, overcome, overcome. That's the same as get over it. Don't let the temptation rule your life. Get over it. Jesus Christ left his heavenly home. Think on that. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this world. Think about what Jesus Christ had to go through and what he left. And we will be judged by him. It says that is given unto one man, you know, one day, a day of judgment. It's appointed once for a man to be judged or die, and then the judgment. And we're going to be judged by God's word. Do much is given, much is expected. Which is kind of fearful. But we're told, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because the more you know, the more you're held accountable. And the beginning of all wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Imagine that, the beginning of all wisdom. Think about that verse. Let me continue real quick here. For everyone that does evil hates the light. Neither comes to the light, or else his deeds would be reproved. In other words, exposed. That's what Jesus Christ is, gang. Let the light rule your life. Let him expose every crevice of your life today. Keep it simple. You and I both wake up, say, Lord, I'm going to have a lot of things to deal with today. I'm going to meet a lot of people. I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to deal with that. I need you to expose any kind of evil that I have to turn from. I need you to be the light of my life as I go through this journey. Yes, that's the simplicity. Jesus Christ lives in you now if you're a Christian. But it says, but he that does truth, doeth truth, doeth truth, comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and that they are wrought in God. Gang, let your deeds show the light. Let your deeds show your love for God. God bless you. Stay in the fight. Stay strong. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.